American Family Radio, boldly standing for truth.
He makes the case for why this is true.
The truth is, Target's policy puts women and children in harm's way.
We're the only ones that love these people enough to tell the truth.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Together, we're standing for the truth that sets us free. Call now at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. American Family Radio, boldly standing for truth for your family.
Share-a-thon 2017, the spring edition, boldly standing for truth. Welcome to Share-a-thon. We're glad you could join us. And this is Bert Harper along with Abraham Hamilton III. And it is good for us to share with you. Normally, you'd be hearing Tony Perkins, Washington Watch, but they have graciously said, why don't you take this hour and continue Share-a-thon without a break? And so we appreciate them doing that. It's great to have partners like that. And we're asking you to call. The number is 877-616-2396. We've had a great hour before. We want to continue this hour because we're in the middle of a $17,500 challenge. So right now, you giving it, it's easily doubled. And so we praise the Lord for that, up to $17,500. And we thank God for that. That's a generous gift someone has given, but not everybody can do that, Abe. But I do believe that most people can give something.
I do believe that. And, you know, you don't want to minimize in your own view. It's something I really, really, really believe. You know, we have the parable in the, not the parable, the story in the Bible about the widow's mite. And the Lord recognizes your heart when you give. And it's amazing how he multiplies that. And I think the $17,500 matching challenge is just an example of that. So if you think you're only giving $5, you're actually giving $10.
Yeah. Well, honestly, God works that all the way, and we don't know it sometimes.
Amen.
Here, we know it. But I've seen God do that. So we want you to give 877-616-2396, or you can go online at afr.net. And by the way, if you'll give a $150 one-time gift or more, or a monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll receive a T-shirt that's blue. It says, Boldly Standing for Truth. That comes from Acts 4:29, where it says, Regardless of their threats, we will stand boldly. And you'll also see hear and get Hilarious Highlights, Volume 3 of Trivia Friday with J.J., Tim, and Ed, Learning University. And Brent, who is our board op, he also does that. And I can tell when Fridays come around and Brent comes through and he's through around 11:30, he's a little bit more jovial on Fridays than he is any other day. And I think it's not just because it's Friday. I think it's because of Trivia Friday. And so this is a thank you, Abe. It's not trying to pay anybody off. And people say, why do you do that? Listen, I believe with all my heart, and you can look at it in the book of Romans, the road to a reprobate starts with unthankfulness. You read that, 121, 18 through there, and yet they were unthankful. The road to a reprobate. I want to tell you one of the healthiest things you can do is to be thankful. And if you're thankful, I think you'll be a giver. I don't believe you can truly be thankful and not be giver. And we're asking you to give and share in the ministry that God's called us to. God's equipped us. I pastored full-time 38 years and continue to pastor today. And I preach through the Word, you know, Abe and I have talked about how to preach. And I'd preach through the book of James. I'd preach through the book of Joshua. And so when I came here and they said, hey, how about doing exploring the Word? And I said, how do you do it? We said, we teach through the Bible. I said, man, I've been doing that for 38 years. let us do it. And God had prepared me for something that I had no idea I was going to be doing when I came here. But God knew.
Amen.
And so God can take that money. I don't know where it'll come from. Sometimes you do it by faith. We're not asking you to take money you'd give to your church, but we're asking you to believe God and just share and give. Let me give that number again.
Let's do it.
877. You want me to give it? Hey, you do it.
877-616-2396. Again, the number is 877-616-2396. Right now we're in the studio and we can look out on the call center floor right here at AFA headquarters and we see some people that they look like they need a caller. because they have some downtime, it looks like. So we can use a caller right now to do exactly what Pastor Burt just said, because when we are thankful, it often manifests itself in giving. And you can also, for those of you who are internet savvy, you can go to AFR.net and you can give right there as well.
Listen to some of the people that have given and also where they're from. Haley from Logansport, Indiana. Paul from right here in Tupelo, Mississippi. Jennifer from Crosby, Mississippi has given. Robert from Big Spring, Tennessee. I was expecting Texas, but it's Big Sandy, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And from Redmond, Oregon, Margaret. Mm-hmm. Listen to this name. Providence Forge, huh. Virginia, Charles has given. What a blessing. I love these names. This one is, I think it's Amelia Courthouse, Virginia, Sherry has given. One of the, I do love these names because, you know, all these interesting names of people, but also places.
And the thing that makes me most intrigued by this, if you see all this great diversity in places, and one thing that they all have in common is that they're supporting the vision and the ministry here at American Family Radio. You know, and I have to tell you, it's encouraging to me to see that, because if you allow, which I don't, but if you allow yourself to be pigeonholed by what I like Brian Fisher calls the talking snake media, you know, I love that, talking snake media. That is exactly who they are. But if you allow yourself to be pigeonholed by the talking snake media, you would think that these types of people don't exist.
Yeah.
You know, you would think that they wouldn't be the type of people that would support an AFR, but we know that is not the case.
And they're a basket of deplorables. I better not go there. But anyway, there's some baskets. I'm glad
I'm in the basket with you.
I am too, brother. And we're going to hear a testimony from someone, I think, that's in that same basket that God has blessed.
My name's Trent. I'm from Rushton, Louisiana. And I love listening to your station. You know, there's times when my day's not going so well. You all always say some things to inspire me and to give me courage to move on forward and get closer to the Lord. And I appreciate it, what you're doing. I know the Spirit of God is working in you all mighty in my life. And I thank you a lot.
Man, I'm telling, if that doesn't bless you, if that doesn't make your bell ring, your clappers broke. You know, have you ever heard that? If that doesn't light your fire, your wood is wet. All these cliches. Rustin, Louisiana. I got to go down there and preach. There's a great church down there. And Louisiana Tech, isn't that where Louisiana Tech is?
Yeah.
And listen, we have them everywhere. Louisiana, that sounds like home territory for you, Abe.
Oh, man, it is home territory. And listen, Louisiana has some of the most friendly people you would ever meet.
I agree with that.
Some of the most friendly people you would ever meet. And so if you heard that testimony and you were inspired by this brother calling from Ruston, saying, you know, sometimes his day isn't going too well, but he's able to get reinvigorated, be encouraged through AFR, call 877-616-2396 and add your name and your support to this entire swath of people. And honestly, I think of them as an army.
Amen.
I think of them as an army of God raised up for our generation to plant a flag for the freedom and liberty that we find in Christ Jesus and to cascade that to a lost and dying
world. Amen. Matter of fact, Paul used that example as an army. He said, as a good soldier, you know, he told Timothy to be a good soldier. He told him to be a good farmer, a good soldier, a good student. And so all of those are real. Last hour, Abe, I was on with Alex, and I was telling him about all the people from Mississippi calling because, you know, I'm born and bred in Mississippi. And he got aggravated, and he challenged the folks from North Carolina to call. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, we had five calls come up. You think Louisiana might do that too?
Well, they may.
Okay.
Hey, well, listen, if you're listening from the boot in my home state, listen, let's not be outdone. We have the Mississippians calling. We have the North Carolinians calling. I hope I said that right. If I didn't, please don't be offended. Let's get those who are from Louisiana. You can join right in. I know we have stations in Baton Rouge and in New Orleans, and I'm a New Orleans native. Yeah. So by supporting them, you're supporting me. And listen, New Orleanians love to support other New Orleanians. So call 877-616-2396 and add your support to what we have going on here at American Family
the
Radio.
The competition continues on, but not in food. I'm afraid Louisiana would win. I've gotten to go to Jennings and Baton Rouge and Dry Creek, and I've been down Lafayette and been down there. And I'm telling you, I I would gain weight if I lived in southern Louisiana. I know that. So we hope all of you from Louisiana, we love your native son, Abraham Hamilton III, and he has a blessing here. So call 877-616-2396. Let me remind you, we're in the middle of a $17,500 challenge. So right now is a great time. Anytime's a great time to call, but right now is a great time to call. If you give $150 or more donation one time, or with a monthly gift of $30 or more gift until the next share-a-thon, you'll receive a Boldly Standing for Truth blue T-shirt. It's got Acts 4:29, which talks about regardless of their threats, we're going to boldly stand. Mm-hmm. And you'll also get Hilarious Highlights Volume 3 Trivia Friday with J.J. Jasper, Tim Wyman, and Ed Vitagliano. And so with those, it's a thank you. And again, we talked a little bit about it before. We do want to be appreciative.
Yes.
And gratitude. Have you ever heard, have an attitude of gratitude?
Yes.
And we do, and we appreciate every gift.
Absolutely.
Not just big gifts. We appreciate every gift. When Brother Don, our founder, he said if it had not been for those little gifts, he tells the truth about wondering what would happen and him going to the mailbox and get a check for $300, and it just changed everything. Your money can change everything,
Amen.
And it helps us stay on the air. And listen, somebody gave in order for you to be able to hear and be hearing right now. Mm. And so call that number, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. The ministries that AFR, American Family Association, are connected with, not just the radio, but the journal. And it was the first thing that Brother Don used to connect with people. And then we found out radio. Then we went to the internet. And we found out connections are important. Abe, you get to travel sometimes. You're invited to go, and you go to speak. And it's connecting with people. Alex McFarland, he's out there all the time connecting with people. Dan Celia, he does his faith, family, and finance. He's out there. Jan and I are out there. My wife and I are doing family revivals and retreats and connecting with people. It's fun to do it eye to eye, but we can't do that with everybody. Mm-hmm. But we can connect with through radio and internet.
Absolutely. And we have features right now. I don't know. Okay. Hey, and if you want to join in and to give, the number is 877-616-2396. Again, the number is 877-616-2396. That's one of the ways you can join us and be a part of what we have going on. And as Pastor Bird said, when I do get the opportunity to travel and go to different places, I'm able to hear a lot of these listener testimonies in person from other people who talk about the blessing AFR has been to them, not least of which one of my favorite sorts of listener testimonies of people who talk about either giving their lives to Jesus as a result of hearing something on AFR, or people that rededicate their lives to the Lord as a result of hearing the ministry through AFR.
And every program is going to be biblically based. Abe does the Hamilton Corner. And I'll be very frank, man. When it's on, I what did he say? And my wife responds, "Did you hear Abe today?" And it's just a blessing to have all these connections. Brian Fisher, I know you hear Brian, but listen, that guy loves the Lord Jesus Christ with all of his heart. He could do exploring the Word. His knowledge of Scripture. Abe could do exploring the Word. His knowledge of Scripture. I'm just fortunate enough to be one of them that does it. And but we have a biblically based people here who is not just biblically based, Abe, but knowledge of Scriptures. Mm. And they bring that Scripture to the radio waves and shares it with people to equip them to stand for the truth. And we want you to stand with us. Boldly Stand for Truth. That's our theme this year for Share-a-thon 2017, the spring edition. And we want you to be a part of it. We're in the middle of a $17,500 challenge. You can give right now by calling 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net. And be a part and partner with us as we're able to take the gospel to all parts, behind bars, hospitals, different places. You can be a part, and you'll partner with us at American Family Radio here on this time and this place, which is vital for us. So call in 877-616-2396.
this share-a-thon for a one-time gift of $150 or more, or a monthly pledge of $30 or more. We'll send you a beautiful blue AFR t-shirt that says you're boldly standing for truth. And we'll send you a copy of Hilarious Highlights Volume 3.
It's Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Thank you, gentlemen.
After all, fundraising begins with fun.
We're talking about Popeye the...
Popeye the Sailor.
Sailor, yeah. Man. What did he... That's pretty good, Ed.
That was really
Ed,
good. I'm the master of pretty good.
For a one-time gift of $150 or more, or a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll send you an AFA t-shirt and a copy of Hilarious Highlights Volume 3 from Learning University.
Which one of y'all's ideas was that?
Well, I think it was JJ.
JJ, I think.
Yeah, Professor Jasper. Yeah. A creative genius, he's not.
Yeah.
Thank you for boldly standing for truth with American Family Radio.
This is Juliet in Nathan, Georgia, and I just thank the good Lord Jesus for Sandy Rios in the morning. Sandy tells me things I would never know. God bless her and her family, and God bless AFR. Thank you so much for your Christian messages and your Christian information that we Christians need to know about.
How about this for some truth? It's all God's money.
We report unbiased truth from a Christian perspective.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, boldly standing for truth. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net.
How'd you like that? All of our money is God's money? I thought it was just 10%, eh?
No. No, it's all his money.
Amen. The 10% is just recognition of him owning it all. Hey, like right. Those people, I've heard of three or four, they're quite wealthy, and they live on 10%, and 90% goes to ministry.
Yeah.
Man, they have the gift of giving. Have you noticed people who have the gift of giving usually challenge others to give?
Yes.
It's just part of it. That's the spiritual gift of giving.
Yes.
And so we want you to do that. And we've had a man, I believe somebody probably has a spiritual gift and the ability to give, $17,500 challenge. And so I hope it challenges you to make that phone call and give right now. And it doesn't matter the size. I want to say that again and again. Some people are able to give $500. Some people may can give $100. You can maybe give $5 or $10. Every bit helps. And when you put it all together, it's really important. Abe, you played basketball, and I was given this. We used the analogy a little bit yesterday. But listen, you don't want the people with the same kind of skills all on the same team. You got to have different type of skills. And that's true in the body of Christ. It's also true in the ministry at AFR.
Absolutely. A diversity of gifts.
It is.
Is what you want. You want people that are equipped and are skilled at doing different things. That way you're able to get the maximum usage out of the team. And it is that way here. As you said, at AFR, we have a lot of people. I know sometimes most of the listeners are acquainted with a lot of the on-air personnel, but there are a lot more people who aren't on air who help to keep this machine running. And I would include in that number those who are supporters at home who are calling 877-616-2396 right now, who have called today. And listen, and I want to say thank you for those who have given. It is an amazing thing, and I'm overwhelmed. I'm still relatively new to being here at AFR, and I am overwhelmed at how well our audience and supporters respond to the things that we are pursuing here in the ministry. So thank you so much for your giving and supporting the ministry here at AFR. And right now, as Pastor Bird has said repeatedly, there's a $17,500 match challenge. So dollar for dollar, up to that amount, it will be matched. You give 10 bucks, it turns to 20. You give 100, it turns to 200. This is a perfect opportunity to get the maximum impact for your support of AFR.
And again, we're praying that God would raise new givers, first-time givers, because somebody had to give before you did, and we've got some new stations, Jacksonville, Florida, Huntsville, Alabama, Baton Rouge, Louisiana area. We've in Washington, D.C. area, it's up in Northern Virginia, and Culpeper. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't been about a year. And then the other thing we do is team with other people in other ministries to get the word out. And many of it, it's just we say, hey, we'll do it. We'll advertise freely. Somebody will have a new movie out, and we say, man, we want you to know about it. They'll have a ministry out. We want you to know about it. Operation Christmas Child. I'm telling you, the ministry, and I believe that's one of the reasons that people want to give. And you can do that by calling 877-616-2396 or go online at afr.net. I just want to give you some names of some people and places that have called in. Harry from Coker, Alabama. Robert from Pontotoc, Mississippi. Warren and Sherry from McCurtain, Oklahoma. Heidi from Rapid City, South Dakota. I think that is Lonnie from Galva, Kansas. Tim from Greenville, Tennessee. So many have called in, and we want to say thank you for giving. You're a blessing to us. And join this list. I've heard there's quite a few lists that I haven't wanted to be on and wanted to be taken off, but this is a good list to be on, Abe.
Absolutely. It certainly is. It is the type of list that you want your name included on. I go back to something I said earlier in the day, that when you look at the impact that we've been able to have at AFR, it's absolutely amazing. If you think about something like this past presidential election, George Barna, famed Christian researcher, has been a resource for me personally before coming here for the local church where I serve. And now as being here, he recognized that AFA was among the top 10, number 7 of the top 10 influencers on this election, this past election cycle. Now, you would think this, little old listener supported ministry is having that type of impact in Tupelo, Mississippi.
In Tupelo, Mississippi.
But nevertheless, and I say it all the time, God doesn't major on the minors, but he minors with the majors.
Well, listen to our theme. It's boldly standing for truth. It comes from Acts chapter 4, verse 29. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word. I want to concentrate on one of those words, Abe, servants. In God's kingdom, what is the highest position? It's a servant, isn't it?
Yes.
Matter of fact, the word comes bond slave.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the word slave doesn't go all across good, politically correct, but in a biblical manner, it's amazing how we change words that we don't like. we call them deacons. Really, that's a transliteration of the Greek word. The real word is servant, brother.
Mm-hmm,
translated,
that's right.
You know, I'm on the board of deacon. No, you're on the body of servants.
Of servers.
And that's exactly what we should be about, is serving others. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to serve others. Our motto or our mission statement says we want to inform, we want to educate, but we also want to activate.
That's right.
And we want to aid the church in carrying the Great Commission around the world, at home and abroad. Mm-hmm. That's our goal. That's our aim. And because of internet, we are able to go around the world.
Absolutely.
And some of you are listening on internet, and so you're not listening on radio. We have people listen everywhere. Alex was up in Canada. Mm-hmm. I think it was Vancouver, and he had some people come up to him and say, we listen to you and Bert every day on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So you can make a call. You can help by keep it on the radio, on the internet, by calling 877-616-2396 or go online at afr.net. One of the greatest things we do during Share-a-thon is we get testimonies from all over the United States, Abe. And I know it's new. This is maybe your third Share-a-thon,
third?
Yes, this is my third Share-a-thon. But ever since I've been doing it, people say, man, my favorite thing during Share-a-thon is hearing those testimonies.
Mm.
And it's a blessing. So we want to hear one right now.
Yes. My name is Jim. I live in Mississippi. I'm an airline pilot. I just want to thank AFR for being able to listen to a Christian source of news, a Christian source of wisdom, and Christian teaching while I'm in Europe, while I'm in South America, while I'm in Africa or Asia. It's just wonderful not to have to be fed things that I know are not true and to be able to hear the truth on the web. Thank you so much for what you do.
Did you hear all those places he could get it? He must be on the app. Mm-hmm. Okay? And we'd like to say that. If you would love to do that, we have an app. You can be on AFR and listen anywhere and anytime. Get on the internet and you can listen. And we want to get the word out. And again, I want to make this plain. I'm here. I'm a preacher. That's what I am. I pastored for years. And so when I came here, my wife and I were doing conferences for pastors and wives and for couples, and I was preaching and speaking, and opportunity to do exploring the word came up after I got here, and I praise God for that, and He's allowed me to do that. But I want to tell you the main reason that I believe in the ministry of AFR is the gospel. The other one is so that the gospel will have would be unhindered religious freedom. And for a while, AFR didn't really have that to worry about years ago. AFA, we were fighting the immorality that was on television, that was in the printed words, that was on the movies and different things. And then in the last few years, religious freedom has come to the top of the list of the things we're trying to stand for.
It's so true. There's one of the ministries we partner with, the First Liberty Institute, which is a law firm, the largest national law firm dealing exclusively with religious freedom issues, that publishes a big book of instances that occur on a daily basis, And then even just this week, there was a decision rendered by the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, the U.S. Court of Appeals, that basically, that literally reinterprets the Civil Rights Act of 1964, particularly Title VII, to include the concept of sexual orientation in the word sex. You know, and the thing is, that here are the facts. Two things I'm going to say, and then I'll pass it on to you, Pastor Bert. One, where is the stopping point? Because it's either God's way or it's every other way. You know, there is no cutting off the spigot once we open the door, really, honestly, through the homosexual marriage issue. You really have opened the door to all forms of deviancy. And then what exactly is sexual orientation? You have, you know, entities like Facebook that'll tell you that you have 56 different genders. You know, and then could that really include pederasty, pedophilia? You know, these are real things. And the second thing I'm going to say is that once we open that Pandora's box, it is on a collision course in a zero-sum game with religious liberty. You cannot have a civil rights legal framework that recognizes what God calls to be clear sin and yet at the same time have free exercise of religion. So that's one of the issues that we at AFR stand on guard to be watchmen at the gate for you.
You bet.
To not only inform you, but to invite you to join us in the various calls to action that we offer throughout our ministry.
You can't have both of those.
Can't do it.
They're completely contrary to one another. And we want you to stand with us to make it possible for us to inform and activate and educate people on what Abe just shared. And you can do that by calling 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net. And Abe, when we talk about this, I do not believe that a lot of the average church members know the conflict that's got the homosexual agenda and religious freedom. They do not understand. They're in direct conflict with one another, and they cannot coexist.
And I think they don't understand that for several reasons. That once again, George Barna, he cited that only 9% of American Christians have a biblical worldview. Even though the overwhelming majority, and you ask how did that happen, even though the overwhelming majority of America's pastors know that the Bible answers these issues, only a few of them are willing to preach about it.
Well, let me just share with you. We try to do this on the program that I host, Exploring the Word. Mm-hmm. I tell folks, if you'll start in the book, a lot, 1 Corinthians, and you preach through the book of 1 Corinthians, you will hit on the issues that really matter. If you go to the book of Judges and preach it, if you want to know what a society gone corrupt is, read the last three chapters of the book of Judges. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you, it is R-rated, Abe. I mean, yep. You know, what takes place there and the vulgarity that's there and the hideousness that's there, it's there. And the Bible doesn't hide that of a society gone mad. And that's what we're trying to hold up in religious freedom has come to the top. And you can be a part of helping us by calling 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net. And I'd remind you, we're in the middle of a $17,500 challenge, and we're asking you to give. It's somebody that's generous. It says we want others to give. And right now, $10, $50, $500, whatever it is that God would lay on your heart to give, we would love to hear from you by calling 877-616-2396. Mm-hmm. Let me give some names of places and people that have given from Silver Creek, Mississippi. Isn't that a beautiful name? Silver yes. Creek. John has given. Sylvia from Abilene, Texas. William from Baytown, Texas. And from Pandora, Ohio, is Mark from Iowa. Joyce, Iowa. Lori has given. Hempstead, Texas. Samuel. Sharon from Auburn, Kansas. And it goes on. Another one from Abilene, Texas. So people are giving. They're making that call to 877-616-2396. And there's people out here that want to hear from you. They want to talk with you. And you know what's good about it, Brent? We ask them, is there anything we can pray for you about? Mm. That's part of the conversation. And yeah. that's what we do on the program that I do before this hour, Abe. A lot of times, Brent can tell you, our question and answer time turns into a prayer meeting. Mm. And we call it, Alex McFarland said, I believe it's the largest Sunday school class in the world. And that's basically what we do. And we care for people. And we care enough to challenge you to give. If you've received this program and you've been a receiver and it's blessed you, let me remind you, it's more blessed to give than to receive.
Yeah.
And if you want a double blessing, not only receive it, but give. And I hope you'll do that today. And let me remind you this real quickly. $150 or more gift or a $30 or more gift monthly will give you a T-shirt that says Boldly Standing for Truth and the Hilarious Highlights Trivia Friday.
I was just going to add that we still have the match challenge going on. So if you strike now, the amount you give will be matched when you give. So you can go call the number that Pastor Burke gave, and I want to remind everybody you can also go to AFR.net and you can give there as well.
Abe, coming from New Orleans and then from, was it the district attorney's office?
Mm-hmm.
And coming up here, and God had called you to preach, and you're able to use your gifts here at AFR and your abilities as well.
That's
and,
right.
and that's the neat part. Didn't you start out in engineering, Brent? Brent started out in engineering. He got married, started having children. He said, man, I don't want to be on the road once a month, every week. And so he came to the board ops, and he's doing that. Mm-hmm. But everybody's got gifts that they're using for the glory of God. So why shouldn't people use their gift of finances for the glory of God?
That is the absolute truth. And I just want to thank a couple of the people from Louisiana. They're responding.
Are they responding?
Samuel calling from that gave from Hornbeck, Louisiana. Thank you very much. And Lakeisha, who gave from Gonzales, Louisiana. Thank you for supporting the ministry at AFR.
Gonzales is just south of Baton Rouge, if I remember correctly.
It's between New Orleans and Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I have kinfolk live down there. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's a good place. So we want you to give no matter what state you're from. We can't help but notice our states when it comes that way. If you never notice, if you get a picture taken, there's 20 people in that picture, and you're in it, you want to see what you look like. You know, I don't know what there is. I don't know if it's a magnet or what, Abe. Did I have my eyes closed? What was that going on? You know,
I don't know.
And so what you do, we want your state to be mentioned here. We love Ohio, Alabama, Oklahoma. I love to say Oklahoma. And all these states, you're calling in, you're making your voices heard, and you're giving at 877-616-2396, Boldly Standing for Truth. Again, this is Acts 4 when they were challenged to be quiet. Mm. That's what they want us to do. They'd say, we don't care what you say in your churches as long as you don't get outside the walls. They care what you say in your churches now.
Absolutely. And there's a move right now. There's a group called Equality Ohio who is targeting the churches in Ohio to force them into capitulating to the sexual deviancy agenda. They are intentionally seeking to attack churches. This is the day that we're living in.
That's the day. What you said a few minutes ago, where does it end? When you don't do it God's way, there is no end.
Amen.
Of destruction. It is destruction, and it will end in destruction.
Yeah.
This is Share-a-thon 2017, the spring edition, Boldly Standing for Truth, 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net. Make your pledge today. We've got people here who are waiting on you. They want to hear from you. They are wanting to pray with you. So make that call now and be a part of the $17,500 pledge right now here on American Family Radio.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah from Turning Point, and I want you to know that I stand with my friends at American Family Radio in a strong commitment to bringing America back to God. We live in an ever-changing society that moves further away from the values and faith that once made America strong. American Family Radio works to bring the unchanging Word of God to everyone who will listen. But you know, it takes your investment to keep AFR on the air, spreading the good news. And so I urge you to stand up for America and call now with your support. The number is 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. That's 877-616-2396 or AFR.net. Thanks for listening, and God bless.
You know, if you see a huge group of people and they're all in line waiting to do something and they're all happy about it, don't you wonder, okay, what's going on? What am I missing here? Why are these people so excited? In this case, it's thousands of people doing the same thing. They're joining MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses. It's that simple. They've shared over $1 billion in healthcare expenses since 1993, so they can handle your healthcare expenses too. With MediShare, you get affordable options to fit almost any budget. For most members, MediShare is about half the cost of other healthcare programs. You should at least check into it. This may be one of those things you start doing and then wonder, why didn't I look into this a long time ago? What was I thinking? Don't miss out. You can find out more. Call 855-PSALM-23, now available in Montana. Call 855-PSALM-23. That's 855-PSALM-23.
This is John. I live in Hope, Arkansas, and pastor a church here. We've been here for about 10 years. And I just want to say that AFR has for a long time been a very reliable go-to source for those that are wanting to stay on top of what's happening in the culture war. Our church is very much involved in current events, the major issues, life issues, and we are very concerned about what's happening in our country, in our city. So again, just thanks and please support AFR. They are worthy of your support. Thanks.
We're winning the battle for the hearts and minds of the American people on abortion because we have been telling them the truth.
Bringing biblical truth to bear on the culture in which we live.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Boldly standing for truth. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net.
Share-a-thon, Spring Edition 2017, Boldly Standing for Truth. Bert Harper, Abe Hamilton, as we are here holding down the anchor, and you are calling. We've had great response, and if you'll keep on calling the rest of this hour, we are really doing great, and you have really elevated the calls and the number of pledges, and as the calls go up, the money goes up. That's just kind of how it works. So keep those phones ringing at 877-616-2396. We're in the middle. Well, really now I should say close to the end, right, of a $17,500 challenge. A generous donor said, man, I want others to give and have the joy of giving. So whether it's $10, $1,000, or anything in between or over, we would love for you to give and make this possible as we keep the airways going, the internet going. American Family Radio has been around quite some time, and I wanted to make sure you know this, that financial accountability is one of the highest things that we did. We started that with our founder, Don Wildman. It continues with Tim and the board of directors. We are directly answerable to a godly group of men concerning our accountability financially and also what we do for is our teaching and our positions. So we're the highest rating for financial accountability by Charity Navigators. We're also close to 200 stations when we put all of our networks together, the Urban Family Talk, the music side, and then the talk side that you're listening to right now. And we're telling people about Jesus Christ and informing them of what's going on in our country. We take this seriously, and we know that you take it seriously when you call in and partner with us. That's at 877-616-2396. And I know that people who are listening to me and listen to me again, they probably get tired of the word partner. But I love that word partner, because we partner with some of the greatest people in the world, and that's the callers that have called in. James and Al and Connie and Linda and Martin, all these have called. They're from Mississippi, from Virginia, Indiana, and Arkansas, from all over the United States.
Yes.
They're giving and sharing. They're partnering with us. And then we extend that to partner with others.
Amen.
People like David Jeremiah, that we just heard him just a few minutes ago about how he wanted you to give. And it makes it possible for him to be on the air, Abe.
Amen. And you can't leave off, who's this? Rebecca from, Victor from Westwego, Louisiana. Catherine from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So I'm telling you, they're coming on in here. Thank you guys so much for supporting the ministry that we have here. And
when Abe says Louisiana, there's a little bit of hilarity in his voice.
A little pep in the step.
That's right, man. It'll do for you, won't you?
Yeah, it certainly will. But seriously, just as you were saying, the teaching of Dr. Jeremiah and others on the network, I mean, this is a place. And even before I came here, it was a resource for me. You know, I never dreamed in my wildest imaginations I would ever be, you know, working here at AFA. But I used the resources and things you guys made available, the stand, the blog site for American Family Association. I can't tell you the amount of people that talk to me and say, man, that has been such a blessing to me, because I'm able to arm myself with the particular facts and information that I need to be able to engage in our society effectively. So,
and you're a part of this when you give. We it's not a one-man show. Is it an oligarchy that's just a bunch of folks?
Yes.
It's not that.
No.
It is bigger than that, and we're asking you to partner with us. And I just want to tell you, we'll be faithful. We're going to be faithful with the money. We're going to be faithful to the gospel, and we're going to be faithful on the biblical issues that matter. We're going to try. Abe and I both serve on what we call an alert team, and we get in there, and our president will say, and he says, is this really our area?
Yeah.
I love it when he says that, because every one of us on the alert team has issues that we are kind of our area that we want there, and our president, Tim Wildman, say, hey, guys, is this really our area? And so he looks at it and says, we need to get involved here, like when Target did what they did concerning putting it out and bragging on their transgender restrooms and dressing rooms. That was, a mile too far, well, you know, way too far. And they said, we've got to do something. It wasn't like we were looking for an opportunity to boycott. It was that we felt like we had to do something. And we felt like we have close to 1.5 million people have signed that petition. And Abe, it represents a lot more than 1.5 million.
It certainly does, because for each person who signed their name to the petition, it represents a family. It represents a family. And I can tell you guys that there's an article out right now by a particular publication, the Wall Street Journal,
right,
that's out right now, where they admit, listen, the Target boycott, they hadn't admitted this in public until now. But now they admit that the Target boycott was the driver for the loss of revenue and the decrease in the stock value for the Target Corporation. And for us, and I just wrote an issue on this called The Target Boycott, The Gospel Reality. The thing that drove us to respond is because if we yield on God's created order, it's not merely a capitulation to a social issue, quote unquote. I wrote in this article that it's not only a surrender on gender ideology, it could be gospel surrender.
It is. I believe with all my heart. He made the male, female. He made them separate, and he made them with functions, and he made each one of them just special in his eyes.
That's right.
And when you try to give up your gender for another gender, you are settling for second best. I just want to tell you that. So we're really doing them a favor by alerting them to the dangers of that. And that's what we do. We try to speak the truth in love.
That's right.
And let's give that number.
Yeah, I was just about to do it. If you want to continue to be on the team to allow us to respond to issues like the Target boycott, call 877-616-2396. Again, 877-616-2396. 1-800-926-9696. We have some people, operators, we're ready to take your call, to receive your call, so you can join the now over 6,000 people who've committed to be supporters of the ministry and the vision of American Family
Radio.
And you
got about 9 minutes to be a part of the challenge, $17,500 challenge. So when you call and give up to $17,500 that this individual has pledged, it will be matched that way. But most of the time it goes over. Let's be honest. A lot of times more people call in than that, but it is multiplied. And really, guess what? It's more than doubled. When you figure it out that way, it's tripled and quadrupled. And God just multiplies. He shakes it down, presses it together, running over. God will give unto us, and we thank God for that. That's 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net. I think we have one more testimony. Again, this is Bert's favorite thing. Abe, I love to listen to you, but I'd rather listen to these testimonies.
Hey, you and me both.
Amen, brother.
The way that you guys have helped me is, one, you've helped me connect with 1 million moms and help feel like I can help make a difference in what our kids are seeing on TV and the different programs that are unethical, unmoral, and should not be on. For you guys, I have learned about 1 million moms, and now my husband has learned about 1 million dads. Also, you helped me see more of Christian news more than what is out there in the media today. So I am so thankful for your station. It has lifted me up a lot. There are times when I really feel like there's just no hope. And then I listen to Brian Fisher and other people that just really makes me feel like there is a lot more hope. That God is our hope and our only one and true way that this world can turn around.
I know why Brian Fisher gives that hope, because he signs off, "We're fighting a winnable war." Yeah. And that's hopeful, and we are. And you're helping us fight this battle. I remember they called it a culture battle, a culture war. And those that were on the left, they said, "Oh, listen how militaristic it is." But I want to tell you, they're the ones that are attacking. And we're coming back. And I don't know much about boxing, but I've heard about counterpunching, you know. And we're trying to say, listen, no, what you're doing is dangerous, and we're going to defend ourselves, but we're going to take the gospel to you. Do you remember that scripture? It talks about it. It says, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. That's not defensive. That's offensive.
That's right.
In other words, the church taking the gospel and taking it to the marketplace, taking it on the airways, and taking the gospel right in the enemy's camp to let them hear the truth. And that's what you do. When you give, you're helping us carry out that God asked us to do when you make the call at 877-616-2396.
You're absolutely right. And as the Lord explained that, gates are the defensive mechanism. And the Lord is saying that Satan will not be effective in cardening off territory that will be successful in preventing the offensive, aggressive, territory-taking church from advancing according to his auspices.
Praise God.
And so that is what we do here at AFR. And when you join us, you're like giving us the gas that is needed to fuel the tanks so that we can continue rolling forward in being that salt and light that God has called us to be.
Abe, you're a great Bible teacher. I love to hear you when you do devotional here, student of the Word. The book of Acts, the theme of it is the power of the gospel over all obstacles. I mean, economic, geographical, you know, the gender.
Yeah.
You know, they went to Philippi. They couldn't find, you know, Jews that were worshiping there in the synagogue. They were worshiping down on, quote, the creek bank. And they didn't have an elder. They had an eldress, I guess. It was Lydia. Mm-hmm. And so God has a people everywhere at strategic places. So I want to tell you, the gospel is going to be powerful no matter what kind of government it is, no matter where it is. The gospel is powerful, but it is more powerful to be missional in a free society that America has had. And that's why we want to fight for religious freedom. Yes, and I use the word fight. We want to stand for it, boldly stand for the truth.
Yes.
And so when you give, you're helping us do that. You're helping us to inform. You're helping us to activate people and to help carry the gospel around the world. Make that call right now, 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net, and I'll do this one more time. If you do this, you get a T-shirt and $150 or more or $300 or more monthly. And you, the $150 gift is a one-time gift. You couldn't make it a monthly, but you get a T-shirt and hilarious highlights from Trivia Friday. And mm-hmm. and that's a thank you. It's not a payment. It's a thank you.
Amen. And so we do thank you. Again, I want to give that number, 877-616-2396. Again, it's 877-616-2396, where you can give. And for those who like to support online, you go to AFR.net. There is the $17,500 matching challenge. You have about 4 minutes and 40 seconds left to get in on this challenge.
Tom from Lafayette, Indiana. Now, Lafayette in Louisiana, it's Lafayette.
Yep.
Up in, I think it's in Indiana, it's Lafayette. Mm-hmm. Here in Mississippi, it's Lafayette. Same
wow.
word. Yeah, same word. So anyway, if you're in Lafayette or Lafayette, we want you to give and share in the ministry that God has given to American Family Radio, a vision that our founder, Don Wildman, had. It was a vision, and years ago, he was reading an article about the possibility of radio and translator station, and he was tired of his message getting out and the mainstream media distorting it, and he said, this way I can get the truth out, and it'd be just straight from my mouth. What a vision, and now that vision has come to be, and you can continue carrying that vision out when you help us by giving. And again, the $17,500 challenge, you hadn't got much more. Like I said, about 3 minutes now is all that is left, by calling 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net. And again, it's bigger than the radio. It's the internet as well. And years ago, they were tightening down on applying for radio applications, and Brother Don decided he was going to go to the internet. He wasn't thinking about it then, but then it became not just national, but worldwide. So we have listeners that are all over the world that listen, and they are equipped. The Bible study material that they get from David Jeremiah, Michael Youssef, Dr. Adrian Rogers, his program still being played, and more. Michael Youssef, we've had quite a few folks on their listener testimony talk about the difference that Michael Youssef has made. Dr. David Jeremiah, Focus on the Family, Family Talk, Dr. Robert Jeffries. Man, that's quite a lineup, guys. And you can hear them all here on American Family Radio.
That's absolutely right. And look, you have a few minutes left to jump in and take advantage of this match to help to keep these people on the air. These are giants in the faith. Giants in the faith. And I don't want to mischaracterize it as if, you know, tomorrow we're going to be off the air. But our desire is continue to be effective and advancing for the cause of Christ. So we need your help to do so. Call 877-616-2396.
Again, our theme this year is boldly standing for truth. It's taken from Acts chapter 4, verse 29. And here it says, "Now, Lord, on their threats, and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word." Honestly, Abe and I feel like servants of the Lord. He's called both of us to preach. He's a preacher, I'm a preacher. God's called us, he's equipped us. But because of your giving, we're able to preach, not just to a congregation here locally, but we're able to carry the word of God to the world. What an opportunity. And when you give, you're expanding that opportunity, not only to us, but to others. 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net, and you can be a part of the service that God has called American Family Radio to do. We're going to do our best to be faithful unto the end, and we are going to take the ball and we're going to run with it, and we're going to finish well. That's our desire, and we pray that you would help us. Abe, thank you for being with us this hour.
No problem. Thank you, Pastor Burke.
Thank you for Tony Perkins and Washington Watch letting us have this hour to do Share-a-thon. We appreciate them so much and what they do for the kingdom. And thank you again. That number, 877-616-2396.